What's good, everybody, and welcome back to Talking with
Cannabis. No?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So, we have a very special episode because every episode we put out is special. Today we will be talking about the new Goosebumps series on Disney Plus and Hulu, apparently.
Yes, it's out on both.
Well, let's go ahead and dive in to this conversation, shall we?
Let's do it. So basically, they decided to come out with a Goosebumps series. And they, in my opinion, it's like catered to the old school, but it's kind of renewed.
Mm-hmm.
With more depth to the storylines.
Great cast, by the way.
Yes, acting is really good. I think it's accurate to the times that we're in, you know? And just that type of, you know, the generations and the styles and everything that are going on right now. I feel like it works with that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally like modern Goosebumps, right? Because it's like, you know, we had our version of Goosebumps, which was more so, it's, you know, it was old school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, late 80s, early 90s, early 2000s, you know, stuff like that. And it worked for those times. So the fact that they're taking, you know, a lot of those stories and they're adding some modern twist to it, I actually think it was a successful creative idea.
Yeah, because there's some times where it's like some people are trying to be too modern or, you know, too
They try to old. Modernize something that's old school so much that they change the entirety of it and it kind of ruins it. For the fan base.
The writers did a good job with this and the directors, like, it's definitely not as cringe as you think it would be.
Yes.
Jesus.
You are popular today.
Those are just fucking lame ass notifications that have nothing to do with nothing. People just trying to get us to buy shit.
Well, that's sponsors for you. I'm just kidding. Anyways, yeah, it's holding up, basically. It's doing well, in my opinion. I don't know, some people may not, I don't know. It's gotten good ratings and reviews so far, right?
Yeah.
It seems like people are actually tuning into it, and they actually want to continue to watch it, so.
A 6.8 out of 10 on IMDb.
Right, and it'll probably improve from there, because you can kind of tell they put a lot of work into it with casting and the storytelling, all of it. I mean, yeah, they put a lot of work into it. That took a lot of writing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think another thing is, like, they really, you know, they didn't completely try to, like, make it their own shit. You know?
Mm-hmm.
They still have the original sort of, like, characters from the stories from our version of Goosebumps. So, like, you know, the dummy Slappy, you know, they still have that character in there. And, like, they still have, you know, the haunted mask. Like, you know, they still kept those characters. You got one on your neck.
What?
Yep.
What the fuck? Where did that come from?
I don't know.
Well, anyways, you guys, I would say go check it out for yourself. I think it's pretty great. IMDb doesn't think it's that great, but I enjoy watching it.
Well, it's probably such a mediocre score because a lot of people aren't actually putting in their reviews for it, so they're probably just going off based of what very few reviews are out there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it is good. It's entertaining. It's not as cringe as you would think it is. It's, you know, it's like accurate and modern without the extra cringe that they throw in there. So they weren't trying to be intentionally cringe, which to me, I appreciate, because I hate when they try to put out something like new or fresh for the younger generations, and they're trying to be so cringe because the younger generations are always being called cringe and using the word cringe that, like, literally it's like overly cringe. Like, it's so bad. It's awful. Mm. Like, you know, but with this show, they didn't do that. They had a balance of, you know, poking fun at how teenagers talk and the lingo and all that, and they also tried to, you know, keep it just sort of like normal and modern,
mm-hmm.
not over the top. So, yeah.
So we watched the new episode today, right?
Yes, we did. So there's 10 episodes in total now that are out on Disney Plus and Hulu. And I don't know if they're coming out with any more episodes for this season, but I mean, yeah, if we have a season one, there's probably going to be a season two, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, out of all of this, there's only one critic review, but I don't see it on here at all, so...
Like I said, you know, the ratings aren't really fair because people aren't putting in their actual reviews yet.
Hmm.
Probably because they wanted to finish all 10 episodes, right?
Yeah.
You gotta keep up with the storyline.
Well, you guys heard it here first. Go check it out on Disney Plus and Hulu. This was Talking with Cannabis. Good night.
Yep, have fun binge watching season one of Goosebumps. Because you got all 10 episodes.
Right? Stay up all night watching it.
So get your bong and your snacks and
your spookies.
Yep, and enjoy it. We're going to head out and talk about something else.